Hey, 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 what's up, party people?
Let's go! Chip has a fucking podcast. 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 Fuck yeah!
Okay, welcome to the program. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, what's up, Brian?
How you doing, Chip? It's good to see you again.
If I was any better, it would be a sin. Oh, here he comes. All right. Let's act like we've been doing it for 2 hours or something. Like when Anthony gets here, let's pretend we've been doing it for a long time. And then Anthony will feel all left out.
Oh, my God. Chip, that was maybe the funniest thing I've heard in every show.
Oh, man, you missed a whole bunch of fun, Ant. Welcome to the crazy...
Crazyville?
Yeah,
crazy
there you go.
Town.
Thanks.
Crazy
Thanks for
town.
Filling in.
Crazy town.
Crazy Hamlet.
So let me ask you something, babe. I see that you only got a half a green screen.
I do only have half a green screen. It's set up so that I can shoot videos with a camera that way. And then when I stream, I can pull it over here if I want to, or I'm going to put up some cool lighting so there's like a cool background. It's going to be, it's a work in progress. The studio is still, we're getting there.
How come we don't have the good green screen for you? What are we, yesterday's tomatoes?
I was leaving it free so you could see some of the background, but I can put the green screen up.
What am I all of a sudden? I'm nobody's baby.
You're everybody's baby, Chip.
Baby.
Everybody.
God damn it. What am I all of a sudden? Sour grapes?
Definitely not sour. Extra sweet.
God damn it.
I like the studio version, although you did get her to get up out of the chair, which is pretty good.
Yeah. But she didn't give us the green screen. What are all of a sudden, what are we, what are we like, the mayors of Palookaville or something?
I have to get one of those green screens. It'll cover up the holes that I punch in my wall behind me.
Oh, is that what those are? I thought they were glory holes.
Extreme anger.
What? He's, something minor?
Oh, no.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, she got the green. There you go. That's fine. Just be a little light. How come we don't get the picture on the back? What, do we don't deserve it?
Hold on. We're gonna fix it.
Oh, it'd be like yesterday's tomatoes.
Oh, Chip.
Everybody else, go ahead, babe. What were you saying?
I was just gonna say, what happens to yesterday's tomatoes? How come
they get cast aside and pushed aside? Like how many salads from yesterday?
Oh, I see.
That's what happens to them. Yay! Okay. Yeah, that's a big selling shirt. Everyone likes Santa Paul.
Oh, Santa Paul, sure.
All right, listen.
Bringing toys to the little kids.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, look, let me wait. Hold on, I can't do his voice. I'm your uncle or something.
Oh, that's good. That's a good impression. You'd think it was the real people.
Yeah. Hey, wait, where's the picture on the background? It looks like you're just in front of a green curtain store. What are we all of a sudden? What are we, the spittoon?
Oh, look, the Golden Shower Bridge.
Wait a minute, you're just using the Zoom, not the camera. How come we get the spotty camera? What are we all of a sudden, nobody's baby?
No, I use the green screen. You just have to change a filter on it.
Oh, that's chill. Cool. Oh, you can move the whole green screen like that. How come I could still see the thing behind it? What are we all of a sudden, garbage? That's better, right, Zia. Thank you.
You're welcome, Chip. XYZ. Anything for you.
XYZ. All right, we'll start from like right now. Oh, God, babe, your background looks good. How come we just get the Golden Gate Bridge? That's everybody's seen that one.
Is that the one that everyone's seen? That's boring now?
That's old hat, m'lady.
Whatever.
Look what you did.
Oh, hold on a second. Somebody's calling me, piece of garbage. Oh, hold on. Let me see if it's important. Hello? Hey, what's up? I'm taping the podcast. What's wrong? Who died? What's wrong?
Hope not.
I don't know.
I hope they're telling
me. Is everything good? Is everything bad? What's going on?
He's being made and he has to go down to the basement.
Yeah, can you put up the green screen in the cemetery?
I'll talk to you in a bit.
I wish I had that, actually. I probably could.
Why did you kill our Lord? My mother wants to know. Oh, God damn it. All right, I'll call him back. That's wow. Nice, babe. There you go. Like you're sitting in a tropical breeze and whatnot. I like that.
It's nice.
Like I'm home.
Like you're home, right? Where you been to Hawaii, babe? You want to go to Hawaii? Would your man let you go away with daddy?
I mean, maybe. Maybe if I brought him back a present.
Yeah, bring him back some coconuts. You know, I don't know. Well, you bring him back a bag of sand or something. I don't know, you know.
Yeah.
You know.
You can get some sand.
Let me ask you something, Brian. Now, you're a nice enough fella. Why are you punching holes? Because I punch holes in shit, too, man. One time I got so mad, I fucking knocked chess pieces off the board.
Oh, wow.
I was at a tournament, and I couldn't see my way to victory, and I knocked all the pieces off the board, and I said, let me see if I can see it now.
Oh, that's good.
Did you? Did you see it?
Nah, I got checkmated.
Immediately.
Yeah, it was round one.
Queen's rook to dirty floor.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I said something about that. I don't remember, you know. Yeah,
something like that.
Yeah. I was a
queen's
pawn.
Bishop to king's up your ass. Oh, I'm sorry, Jim. I don't mean to be
that's vulgar.
I know, it's vulgar. I apologize.
That reminds me of the lyrics because I wrote that, you know, the song fucking Keys to the Kingdom. Keys that's like part of the lyrics.
Kingdom of my heart.
I was a pawn, but then I go, I was a pawn. Wait, now you're my queen and I'm your knight. We live inside a rook. Yeah, it's good.
We live inside a rook.
Yeah.
Oh, a castle, kind of a castle. Yep. All right, I'm with you. I after this long doing your shows, I understand you.
Hold on a minute. How come Z is using the standard background?
Oh, well, here.
God damn it. Where's the special one?
It's moving. It's the wind's blowing.
Yeah, what are we, just anybody else's podcast?
I hope you're wearing some sunscreen on that fair skin in the sunny tropics. You're going to burn.
Yeah, I should. Oh, dang. I should have put some on. You know where the tourists do it with the two white lines? It's really attractive. Yeah.
Yeah, I bet when you walk in a room, all the spoons are attracted to you. And she's light as a mug.
A powder joke. Holy shit.
Jesus Christ.
That's a little obscure. I do like, surprisingly enough, I do like Zia's alabaster white skin.
He's very light,
Look, I'm glad someone does because I do not see the sun.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Yeah, because you could
the Aryan nation would be praying to you.
Yeah, Hitler would look at you and go, babe, lay in a tanning bed for a few minutes. What are you doing over there? You know,
love
I don't know if that's the best thing right now, you know?
He was one of the sisters in Prussian Blue.
Oh, yeah.
What's Prussian Blue? I didn't see that. Did it suck?
They were a 10-year-old set of twins way back in the day, these girls that used to sing exclusively Aryan Nation theme songs and Hitler songs.
They've changed their tune.
Nice.
Funny enough. And have accepted diversity and whatnot.
Oh, what are they singing? Different songs now? The Jews are okay and the blacks are okay. We used to not like them.
You could probably sell that one to them.
Yeah, that's a good tune. Oh, look at that. That's nice, babe.
Is that a good one?
That's cool. Yeah, that's chill. I like
it. You know what that's called, Chip?
Yeah, that's called that's the green mist from hell.
I've never heard it put that way.
Green mist from hell.
I like it. Is that going to be a new song?
Yeah, I got a couple. I told you, Keys to the Kingdom of My Heart is very popular. And I was working on one called I'm not a sad son, I'm not a bad son, I'm just a chipper son. But I don't have much of that one written yet, but that's really got a nice vibe. And fucking up. Yeah, there's one that a lot of people have been annoyed at that I won't mention because it's gonna annoy people.
Do you? Come on.
It annoyed someone without even getting mentioned.
Oh, yeah. It was...
I love Chip's songs. They're so hard to figure out.
This one is
pretty
good.
They're so like symbolic. And
yeah, this one goes like this. Chip, 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 chipperson. Chip, 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 chipperson.
No.
C-H-I-P. Chip, 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 chip.
Oh, no.
Holy fuck.
Yep.
Be in my head forever.
Yeah, it's been in my head a lot.
Stuck in my head tonight. Jumping.
So, Brian, I didn't mean to digress, but sometimes exazia. Let me ask you, why? Now, what are holes in the wall for? What was you mad about? Because one time I got so mad, fucking knock shit over.
Well, unlike yourself, a lot of us have unresolved childhood anger. So, you know, when you're young and you're taught to suppress it and never ever let it go, regardless, it comes out in ways that are inappropriate, my psychiatrist says.
Very even on the, like, you hit at the exact elevation on your wall.
Yeah, it's like time. Boom, boom, right along that seam.
Yeah.
See, with me, there's a bunch of karate chops in the wall.
Oh, yeah?
Better than pork chops.
There we go. Hey, it looks like you're running on TV. What are you, cannon or something?
I'm trapped in here. I'm trapped in here, guys.
Oh, that's like Jerry Wonka. Remember the Jerry Wonka movie? I used to love that when I was a boy. I'd go, Mar, I wish I was in the TV.
That was Willy Wonka. That was Mike TV.
Would you get on the backgrounds, babe? Now all of a sudden somebody feels like we're special.
Oh, there you go. The old Zenith television there.
That's cool. I like that too, babe. I feel like I'm watching you on a tube.
It's like an episode of Mannix and the girl needs help.
Yeah.
Did you have one of those TVs, Chip? One of those big cabinet TVs you sit right next to, like 6 inches away?
I did a lot of times. Yeah, when I was a kid, I had a lot of dandruff. It's a long story, but I would scratch my head and it would flake and I would look at it. And then I would just sit close to the TV and watch.
We all remember the story of how Chip would scratch his head and watch the dandruff fall like
that's right. Globe. Yep. Little Jimmy Chippy. Little Chippy would do that.
Little Chippy Jimmy.
Yep. That's right. Little Chippy Norton would rub his hand.
Chip, 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 chip,
chip. Yep, chip, 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 chip. But then you got to go in the middle. C-H-I-P. Chip, 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 chip.
I like it.
Yeah, it's really got a nice vibe.
I think you'd be surprised at how many text tones or ringtones you could probably sell of that.
You know, I got a bunch of them. We're just figuring out. I got the soundboard and everything that's going up. I was going to put it up for Black Friday, but I couldn't. But it'll be up very soon. I got that. I got a whole bunch of songs. Believe me, you're going to go so nuts, you're not going to know what to do.
Put them up for Cyber Monday.
But wait a minute. Right. Let me ask you a question. How much do I sell them for? I don't want to sell them for a lot of money. I was thinking $600-$700 for a ringtone is fair.
That's a lot of money.
Is it? Oh, all right. Well,
yeah.
Want to hear the phone?
You're maybe, ripping people off.
maybe a little bit more than the market will bear.
maybe like $600 or $700.
All right, $6-$7 for how many?
For 6 or 7.
So what I was going to do is this. But I thought ringtones were different. I thought your phone went through to me.
It's a big mug.
And then every time you got a call, I had to call you on another phone and just sing my song.
So you're like the board operator that sings songs?
There you go, babe. I like that.
Oh. Well, no wonder you're pricing it so high. That does seem like a lot of work.
Yeah, it's exhausting. Yeah. Believe me, Bri. It's exhausting. I've gotten 3 calls today. I'm tucking out, you know. So you're punching that stuff. Do you ever hurt your hand?
I have. I've never broken it or anything, but I've damaged more like items around the house, like a lot of walls, throw things through windows sometimes.
Oh, it's just, shit.
But ever since I got a medication, this certain medication that I started taking about...
Jack Daniels?
in heavy doses. it's calmed me down so I don't react that way anymore.
Yeah, I break stuff in the house. One time I seen a hefty bag. And I just threw it all about.
Whose legs were they between?
Wasn't a scrotum.
Sorry, Jim. I apologize.
Hate the way scrotum smell. God damn. It's like an onion parachute.
They do have a very distinct smell.
If now you're talking, babe.
For a bit, you know?
Yeah, let me ask you something, babe. They do a ferret. God, Hold on.
Oh, no.
You're right, Chip.
What happened? Yeah. Hold on a minute. Wow. There he what is. All right. Everybody thought this is going to be, wait, till this is going to go viral.
Oh, God.
The camera fell off. Fuck. Don't let it, don't. This is going to go fucking viral. It was crazy.
A big moment. Ooh, look out.
Dude, do you remember that time the fucking camera fell off? I had to pick it up and put it back and
It's like when Charlie got his finger bit by his little brother.
Yeah, Charlie! You bit really my finger, Charlie!
Charlie, that really hurt.
I remember Lamar made me act that out. Lamar goes, close your eyes. All right, he goes, do this with your teeth, but don't use your teeth, use your gums. And you're going to bite my big, long finger. And I was like, and he was like, damn, Charlie.
That really hurt.
Yeah, Chippy.
Chippy. Are you sure it was a finger?
Yes, it was. And because I could feel all 10 of them on my head. I'm not no pecker kisser.
See, that would be.
Yep.
They were on your head.
Anyway, that's what I'm saying, babe. I get it, Chip. So let me ask you something, Brian, because me and you, like, I go crazy sometimes, like, right? Like, something like this, I'll fucking take it, I'll crumble it, I'll shake my fist. Don't even get me started. Violence. So what's the last thing you broke in a house?
The last thing I broke was probably my storm door. My storm door. I wish. It was a storm door. I got mad because I couldn't start the... what's it called? The weed whacker thing. And I just took it and I flung it right through the door and smashed the window. And then it did sound and look pretty cool, like in a movie almost. But then afterwards, there's a lot of cleanup involved.
Yeah. And ironically, it started. Yeah, you would have known.
That would have been that. Throws it through the window. Wing, 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 wing. What the fuck? That would have been a movie. Yeah.
So what happened with the weeds?
They grew. No, actually, I hired somebody. I realized that I'm not good at home repair and that kind of shit. Like, I'm terrible at it. All I do is end up breaking more stuff. So I just hire people now.
Yeah, I understand. I got a friend. I'm not going to say any names. He blinks a lot. You may have met him. Not good at anything physical. Matter of fact, he tried to record this podcast one time and, of course, didn't do it properly and spent the next 20 hours biting his arm, just going, you fucking suck. You fucking couldn't do it, could you? And he was really biting.
Oh, no.
I mean... it was crazy. And then he realized it's just not meant to be. Zia, let me ask you something. Like, I know you're like a man with a sense of humor.
Of course. You know,
but do you like a man who can do that type of stuff? Or do you prefer like a beta who just kind of curls up in a fat ball?
Does it have to be a fat ball? I honestly don't care. The guy I'm married to, well, Pips, everybody knows who he is, I guess. He's not really great with the repair and putting things together. I actually typically do all that stuff. Like, I put together all the furniture or any of that stuff. Cool. And like, that's more my area. I'm fine. I don't care.
How's Pimps doing? Is he good?
He's doing okay. Yeah.
Is he happy on the East Coast? I know you guys moved to the Big Apple. He didn't know. It's because you wanted to be close to Daddy, but I'm going to keep that between us.
Yeah, don't tell him. He thinks I moved here for him.
Oh, pshaw.
No, he's a lot happier. He's a lot happier here, definitely.
Yeah, I'm more of an East Coast girl myself. You know, I kind of like to chill by the ocean.
I caught that.
You do all your computer stuff yourself?
All of it. I mean, I don't like it.
Talking to see
Oh, go ahead, babe. Sorry, you answered, then me and Brian will talk about punch and shit.
Yeah, can you open up the cabinet there and dig in on your video cards and motherboards and stuff?
I can open a cabinet and take out a soup, you know.
Open a cabinet and take out a soup.
Open a closet and step out. Why don't you give that a whirl?
Hey, don't lump me in with him.
I know, I'm sorry, Chip.
Trust me, this mouth is used for humor and I got it.
Yeah, you're not that handy with computer stuff. I figured with that chair, you'd got to know a little bit about computer.
Yeah.
I'm decent with stuff, but I also tend to Hulk out and I don't do like what Brian does where I like get angry and throw things often, but I definitely use more force without realizing it. I break stuff a lot, so I'm not allowed to go in there because I'll probably break something.
What do you mean Hulk out? You have a giant pecker and you say the N-word?
I mean, I hope not. Jeez. Oh.
What do you think she meant?
Hulk out, you get all crazy, right?
Yeah. I'll mean to do something gently, and I don't do it gently, and then I break something.
Like, I'm the same way too. Yeah, like when I stroke a child's hair, I mean, you're supposed to be gentle, but I'm like, nah, it's a way to teach them. Oh, you know, and all of a sudden you can't breathe.
Dig into that soft spot.
Oh yeah, they laugh. Yeah, they laugh. They
love it. Take
out of it.
Chip, speaking of that, I see Uncle Paul behind you. How is he handling social distancing this year?
Well, he's got a disgusting measuring stick. He's like, hey, if you can kiss that, you're too close. And then he's got to turn you over and punish you.
With the stick?
Yeah, the social distancing stick. He always comes over when I'm sleeping and goes, now the governor sent me kiss the leaky social distancing stick. Give it a little kiss, and if you get fluid on your lips, you're in trouble.
I hear Telly uses used Pampers as masks, which is just terrible.
Like yeah, baby he does.
Diapers.
Yeah, because he goes, yeah, they stop all the fluid from coming in and out, and they keep you nice and safe. And I go, that's disgusting.
It is. Yeah, it is disgusting. Pampers.
So, Zia, let me ask you something. All kidding aside. Okay. You guys were talking before, right, about the whole... the re-explosion of the coronavirus.
We were.
Mm-hmm. What's your holiday plans?
I don't have any holiday plans. The thing that I'm the most excited about tomorrow is I really want to go. Oh, you know. What is it?
Holy shit.
How'd you know?
Sexy, right?
Very, yeah. That's every girl loves that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, believe me, they go crazy when I do it.
That looks like you'd really get in there with precision with that thing.
Yeah, I got a problem with my tongue. Apparently, I was born with a cleft tongue and it was welded to the bottom of my mouth. So it only comes out a little bit. But every girl I've ever dated said, trust me, Chipper, I come buckets. You can stop now.
A lot of coming.
Yep. So what are you looking forward to tomorrow? Let me guess. The drive.
Well, we're not driving anywhere.
It's the fucking drive.
Look, I'm going to be honest with you, though. Not in LA, I don't, like, I actually kind of enjoy it now because there's no traffic. Boy. It's... like, I don't mind driving places. I'm like,
where the hell
shit.
Do you live on the East Coast of
this? Yeah, I know. Where are you? In
no trafficville?
That's better than what I was going to say. That's better than what I was going to say.
What were you going to say?
Corona Central. That's better.
That's good, though.
That's everywhere.
Yeah.
So why, babe? Why do you like driving more? Why do you like driving more now?
Because there's a little bit of traffic, but it's just not the same as in LA where you try to go 2 miles away and it takes 35, 45 minutes. And you're like, this is just stupid. Why LA's go terrible. Anywhere? This is so bad.
I was in LA one time, right? And I'm just sitting on the freeway, not moving. I put my head out the window. I start screaming. It's a real case of hurry up and wait.
Yeah.
Did anybody shoot at laugh?
You? Yeah. Nah, they were all just good. Nah, they got out and started.
405? I-5, where were you?
The 10.
101.
Oh, the 10. The 101.
101. Those are all highways there.
That's right.
Yeah.
They all got out and started dancing. It was the opening number to that musical. What was that called?
I hate musicals so much.
Me too. They're the fucking worst.
Schindler's List.
I could have saved one more. Save one more. He could have saved one more.
I'm essential to the war effort. The war effort.
He shovels snow.
I pardon you.
Ring around the tub. A ring around the tub. I ring around. A ring around.
Oh, you do not leave a ring around his tub.
Nah, dirty as a mug. Why doesn't he wash himself? That's what I would have said. Hey, Amon, why are you so fucking dirty?
You think he would have appreciated that?
Yeah, he probably would. I would have said, why don't you fix your dumb hairdo?
Oh, Probably wouldn't have liked that either.
Yeah, he would have. So, Zia, are you guys going to have any kids? Are you not ready yet or what?
Look at that.
No, I'm good. I'm good on having kids. I have a niece and I have a nephew. I like them. They're great to see and visit. And
you're still a young girl. Of course, you got your whole life ahead of you to have children and destroy that amazing body.
See, that's what I don't like. Not even just destroying your body, but like pushing one of those things out. Like, oh God, that just seems like a terrible idea. Why is that? Why is that how we
girl right here.
Make it? Yeah, she's the best.
Oh, my God.
My mother told me one time, and I'm going to try to say this nicely, but she said, Chipper, I was young and beautiful, and you ruined my cunt.
Oh, my God. She said one of the few times she was vulgar.
She said that to me. We were at a friend's house, and there was a whole bunch of people, and she just blurted it out. And she passed out and fell off the seat onto the floor. We had to pick her up. Yeah.
She have a few too many eggnogs.
She did, yeah. She was really zooted. I don't even want to say what she said to Lamar and Reggie, but she said, you ruined my cunt. And then she just fucking face first into the stuff and off the side. You know, like, I might have had a few too many. And then she went to the bathroom on herself.
I feel really she should be thanking you because you made room for other bigger things to go in there.
Well, they pointed that out. I didn't say it. Know? They pointed it out.
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah, he's very well endowed.
Yeah, yeah, I figured.
Yeah.
Better than a baby's body.
Oh, yeah. Now, Brian, let me ask you. You said you're on medication, right? I take all kinds of heavy shit to keep me from going psycho.
Right.
You ever hear that song? sometimes I'll sing, he's sweet, but a psycho.
Who is that? No, I'm not familiar with that song.
I'm sweet but a psycho.
That's not an old Burning Embers song, is it?
Nah.
Oh, damn.
Oh, no, sweet but a psycho, a little bit psycho.
I have no idea.
Yeah, I'm trying to place that.
It's almost familiar.
Familiar, that's right. You'll think about it. Now, let me ask you something. What meds are you on? Or you don't want to say. You don't have to. You can just write them down and hold them up. The elf mug, it's on sale now.
Oh,
not
good.
To interrupt you, McGahead. Sorry,
I could rinse down the pills with something like that.
Sure, you can. Well, you could throw it through a window if something doesn't start.
Depakote,
Butrin,
Abilify.
So is it Butrin? And you were just going, Butrin?
All the Butrin you got, I guess.
And what?
Depakote.
Yeah.
Yep. I had the Amber Heard coat, but then the Depakote hit it.
Supposedly it destroys your kidneys.
I had to hunt so many Depas to make this Depakote.
Yeah, Depakote. Is that what happens after you put the primer on? That's what you do.
So, are you doing one coat, two coat, or Depakote?
Now, what is a Depakote? Is that kind of like before you become a sheriff coat?
And Chip gets the worst.
Yeah.
Thanks. What is it spelled? Depakote. Depakocut.
Very close. It's more Depakote.
Oh, what is a Depakote? I never heard that. I thought I heard all kinds of meds because I'm a crazy one.
Yeah, it's a big fat pill that stabilizes your moods so you don't have these big highs and lows and go crazy. Because I'm bipolar too.
Like an emotion capacitor.
Yeah, pretty much.
Does it hurt your pecker though, Bri?
It does a little bit, I believe, but it doesn't matter because I have...
When he first started just pushing it through his piss hole, thinking that's how you took it.
Get it to the source faster.
Wait. It's like, what are you, a fucking asshole?
I shoved as many up my ass as I possibly could and then started on the other side.
All right. Since I'm the host, let me get that one. I'm going to say...
Go ahead, Chip.
Okay, Brian, does it hurt your pecker?
A little bit.
What do you push it through the hole a whole bunch of times and whatnot? God,
Chip.
Well done,
Chip. Nailed it.
Such a good one.
God damn, he's brilliant.
So what does it do? Does it make you like they used to call me like a fat tit limper boy? Did that ever happen to you?
Yeah, but that was entirely independent of the medication. That was just because I was fat and just ate and laid around. I think the meds that may, the Wellbutrin is the only one that would make you like lose or gain weight rather. Yeah.
And how about your Pecker on making it all soft and mealy?
I think that has just to do with my age. So like I get testosterone boosters. So,
You do. I was talking about that today on my program.
Yep. I got, I don't need them.
Matt Sarah.
1100 is my testosterone level. What was yours?
1100. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. They said I set a record.
Holy shit. You're a madman.
Yes. So do they help you, Bri?
They do. Yeah. They absolutely do. I have, for some reason, I think because I was on Oxycontin for so long, it has a way of like depleting your testosterone. And well, I didn't smoke it, but I wish I had.
I put Oxycontin swabs in my ears.
Yeah. Shove them up my dick hole,
so
too.
Anything. Dick hole, ass, ears. I got fucked up. I test for COVID with them up my nose. I got so fucked up.
I'm a big fan of soul food. Oxycontin tails are my favorite.
Yeah.
So they would make you the testosterone. Let me ask you, what do you get? The injection, and all of a sudden your PECO works better.
It's a home injection. You do it 4 times a month. It's just like you take a little bit of fat, pow. It's like less than 10 seconds, and then you're good for a week.
How does
it doesn't hurt at all either?
No.
No.
Does are you, help you?
Go ahead, babe.
I was just going to ask, are you allowed to take, like, could you take Viagra or Blue Chew with all the medication you're on, or is that kind of like, eh?
Yeah, no, I can if I wanted to. Yeah.
It all depends on if they're a sponsor.
Yeah. Who's speaking for us?
Yes, yes. If they're a sponsor, of course you can take it.
Yeah.
I take,
it's recommended.
I take a little pinch. I put it between my cheek and gum like Skull tobacco.
Like Skull Copenhagen or Happy Day.
Yeah. Little pinch between cheek and gum's all you need.
Give me real tobacco pleasure.
So did you ever have a guy take one, Zia?
No, I actually haven't. No.
Oh.
Not
as far
there
as
yet.
You know.
As far as that, you're right. That's true. That's a good point. Oh, I wouldn't know. But I'm going to guess not.
One girl knew I took one.
Oh, shit.
What did she say?
Because she was tickling it. It was just going back and forth on my thigh like a pigtail, and I was punching it, crying. And she's like, I'm going to call an Uber. I'm like, hold on a minute. And I went into the bathroom.
You never want to hear that.
Came out later smiling with blue stuff on my teeth. I'm like, I'm ready to go now. My nose was all stuffy. I took 4 Viagra, 2 Blue Chews, and a Cialis.
Was she still there?
She was still there. Yeah, I had a rock hard pecking, but then I had a mini stroke.
Did your dick explode?
That's no, but I fell onto it and a little mug snapped.
Oh, shit. Wow.
So much.
Yeah. You should have probably not done all that at once.
Yeah, she's seen the blue stuff on my teeth. I didn't know that was there. I'm like, come on, babe, I'm ready to go. Whatever happened before is not going to happen anymore.
I've been eating pears.
Yeah. And I'm like, blue streaks across the room. You know, we had to laugh about it later.
Was she still ready to go even though you had the stroke?
No. She didn't call the ambulance. She had an Uber coming. Believe you me.
It's just out of there.
Yeah, she took my peanuts blanket.
Aww, that's rude.
I had a Charlie Brown blanket that I loved. Had all the Peanuts characters on it.
Well, did she explain why she took it?
I knew it because she was wearing white pants and all of a sudden she got a period. And so she took my Peanuts blanket and wrapped herself up like a fucking diaper and ran out the door.
Put it over her head so no one could see her leaving your
Oh, she nailed it back. There was blood all over. It looked like looked like the thing the guy wore in the Civil War poster.
Oh, no.
Who was your favorite Peanuts character, babe? Let's get nutty. Let's go crazy here. Fuck it. Let's do a terrestrial radio, babe.
Peanuts, nutty. I get it.
I mean.
Oh, Zem Schultz, finally dead.
Which one is the one with the blanket?
Jeff.
No, it's Linus.
No.
I like Linus. He always looks cozy, Jeff.
Girls liked Linus. He was vulnerable, sweet guy, looked good, like that. Yeah, Charlie Brown was a blithering fucking idiot.
He was a moron.
Pigpen was disgusting.
Yeah.
Lucy was a cunt. I guess
Peppermint Patty had a big clit.
Yeah, Peppermint Patty was a dyke.
She had a big clit.
So was Marcy, right?
Yeah. Marcy, dyke.
Who's Marcy?
Marcy was Peppermint Patty's, like, fucking lesbo friend.
Yeah, a little friend. She wore those glasses.
She was called her sir. Lipstick lesbian in the relationship.
Yes, sir.
Something like that. Yeah. And then there was, I guess that's it. Then the black kid. I don't know what his name
was. Oh, Franklin.
Right? Franklin.
Yeah.
Because even back in the 60s, he's like, fucking Charles Schulz's, like his artwork crayons, like the brown one was completely pristine. Every so often, there was just a little dent in it where it's like, oh, Franklin's in this one.
Franklin showed up.
He never used it. The unused fucking brown crayon of Charles Schulz.
Available now
at the auction, at the Sotheby's auction.
You guys forgot a couple of the characters.
Oh, Chip, please enlighten.
Snoopy.
One of the greatest, biggest characters ever, Snoopy. Yes.
And Tweety. Yes.
That was Woodstock, but okay.
You remember Snoopy and Tweety.
Snoopy, I'm so annoyed. I am so annoyed.
They were my favorites. I used to run around going, Ma, can I get a dog like Snoopy?
Snoopy. No one.
You had Spike.
Who was Spike? That was like from Happy Days, my favorite character.
Oh, yeah, little Spike. No, Spike was, he looked exactly like Snoopy, except he had a mustache, right? It was like his cousin.
Who
was
always... Like an evil twin, like when...
No, he wasn't evil. He was like an archaeologist or something weird.
What?
Yeah, I'm telling you.
That's
so
random.
He had like a fake mustache.
It was a fake mustache?
Yeah, he was like, well, I mean, for a dog, I've never seen a dog with a mustache for real, so I would assume it was fake.
Although the whiskers could be interpreted as a mustache, but who the fuck
knows? You know, speaking of archaeologists, did you guys hear about the monolith that they found? A monolith in Utah.
I thought you say Mona Lisa.
A monolith.
Yes, Utah.
Yeah. I didn't say that.
They figured out what it was.
Oh, they did?
They finally figured out what it was. It was a silver object outdoors.
Oh.
But that wasn't reality. That's just what it is.
Yeah.
It really doesn't help you determine how it got there, where it came from, who put it there.
Why they call it a monolith? It means it's one lith.
I like a stereolith.
Does it mean it was kissing other liths and got something? I don't know. Tipperson likes to ask questions, though.
Fucking Chip. Oh, you could fucking riff on anything, Chip.
Yeah, give me a subject. Believe me, I'll do an hour.
Asparagus.
Asparagus? Oh. You ever
makes your pee spell?
It tastes weird, too.
It does make your pee stink.
Yeah.
I remember.
It's so fast, too. Like, you could eat it at the table, and then you go, I'll be right back. I'm going to go to the restroom in the restaurant. And it's like, I fucking smell asparagus piss.
What is that?
I don't know.
So weird.
Comes right out your pecker.
But I remember for Halloween, Lamar and Reggie ate all my candy, and my mother gave me a bag of wet asparagus to bring to school. They were steamed. She didn't even grill them.
No, it's got to be grilled.
Steamed asparagus, so they were soft
and
stringy.
Good.
You ever eat a stringy piece of asparagus that's been steamed?
Just gets stuck in teeth.
I had 30 of them in a bag trying to get kids to trade candy. I'm like, can I get that Reese's Pieces? I got a piece of steamed deliciousness.
How successful were you?
No trading.
Well,
oh, that's terrible.
The one kid said, yeah, I'll do it, Chip. I said, all right. So he takes my piece of asparagus. Now I got 29. I'm keeping track. And I go, where's my piece of candy? And he slowly takes the asparagus and he wraps it around his knuckle. And the next thing you know, it comes flying at the middle of my face.
Oh.
Like brass knuckles almost.
Yeah, throwing asparagus. Yeah,
asparagus knuckles.
Yep. Yeah.
He hit you with asparagus knuckles.
Oh, dude, split my lip all the way up here. Oh, it was terrible. Five teeth came out. Five teeth.
That's horrible.
How can you eat your asparagus without five teeth?
It didn't matter. It was just mush. I always mush asparagus. I don't chew it. Here's what I do, babe. I take asparagus, right? And if we're ever on a date, you'll see this. And I mush it up with a spoon for a good 5 to 6 minutes to get the whole thing mushy. And then I take it and I wrap it in under my garment and around in there, and I let it dissolve, and I enjoy it.
Sounds so good. You know, I think they make asparagus baby food. You could just take that.
No, I like the experience of beating it. I like the experience.
Like ice cream when you melt it.
And about
it
what? Like
ice cream when you...
Oh.
When you mix it up like that and it gets all like soupy.
Hate ice
cream. Awesome. I can't imagine asparagus is good like that.
I hate ice cream. It's even better. What you do, you mush up with a spoon. You take a piece of asparagus, you mush it, you put 5 to 7 raisins in it, and then you fold over the other piece, and you got yourself a healthy treat, my dear friends.
You say raisins?
Y'all, God, babe, 5 to 7 raisins. You mush that asparagus up with a spoon for a good 6 to 7 minutes.
That's a very specific number.
Yeah.
Chip, I've never heard a Chipison treat that was delicious.
That is delicious.
All terrible sounding. Yeah.
A raisin giss, they're called.
Everything your mother ever gave you for a treat.
A raisin giss.
And it's arguable that
a raisin giss.
Like asparagus is more expensive than ice cream.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is crazy, right? What's your favorite snack, babe? What, like, if you were going to snack, like, say you're going to watch Netflix and cool, what would you have as a snack? Going to watch The Crown or something?
That's a tough one. I mean, if I'm being honest, probably donuts.
Oh, my God. And how long do you wait before you go into the bathroom and purge?
I don't do that anymore.
Anymore. I knew it.
How did you know?
What's your favorite donut?
Like without a purge or two.
It's been 10 years, but yeah.
Yo, you ever hold a cruller and take 2 munchkins around it and go, hey, everybody, look, a pecker.
No, but I do like to do that with... With big, I'm such a child. Whenever I go into stores, and there's like big, and there's like really big cucumbers or really big carrots. I like to pretend they're penises or giant dildos. Yeah. They're so big, right? Like, how do you? It's hard not to. They're just, you know. Yeah, I don't know if it's sexy, but
yeah, pretend it's a peck when you cut up, you put it in a salad.
That's what Larry Bombit did.
What kind of donuts you like, babe? I'm a big Boston cream guy. I like to squeeze it in my hand so it's all leaking down my hand.
Wow.
why do you squeeze it?
Because it makes me angry. It's so squeezable and breakable.
Wow. Get that Boston cream out.
So the one good treat the Chippersons have, you destroy it.
Yeah, no. Boston cream, that's pretty good shit right there. And then you squish it.
One time I was at Teddy Schultz's birthday party and he had a bunch of donuts, and I reached in there and I grabbed 2 Boston cream donuts and I just squeezed them in my head and screamed until they made me leave.
Were you ever invited back?
No, I wasn't. And then I mushed my Boston cream hands all over the TV and all over the speakers.
They're carrying you out.
You have your outbursts.
So, babe, you like a cruller or what?
I do like a cruller. I think one of my favorites are those old-fashioned cake donuts.
Cake donuts.
Cake donuts.
I mean, you like those old-fashioned ones? Oh, those are so good.
I like a wheat donut. Wheat? You ever have a wheat donut? It's a donut, but it tastes like wheat in a field.
I don't know why you would do that to a donut. That seems
no sugar.
Seems like a meat.
Oh, what a look! He's not even kidding. There are people that have donuts like that.
Yeah,
it's just like a fucking shredded wheat tasting.
No,
donut.
Just don't
eat a donut.
Just don't, yeah, exactly. Just don't do it. Then you don't want a donut. Yeah. So don't eat a donut. Go eat some crackers. Jesus.
Give me a Dobrock any day.
Dobrock?
Dude.
It's the same type of donut, except instead of sugar, you put little flecks of broccoli in it. And that flavors it.
No. That sounds terrible.
A Dobrock.
Yeah. Brian, what's your favorite donut? Let's do it.
Oh, my favorite donut, I would go glazed chocolate.
Oh, no, it's a nice.
It's a good one.
I need some filling. I'll tell you something. A donut that seems like a jelly donut, but inside is that apple filling.
Oh, yes.
You eat one of those, you don't have to eat the rest of the day.
With
the chunks. It tastes great. Chunks of apple.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, my God. I want to punch the wall. I don't have one right now.
Dude. One time I was eating a donut and it had like apple chunks in it.
Yeah.
And I took a bite and I was like, apple! And I dropped the fucking donut and it fell in the dirt, but I picked it up and I enjoyed it after.
I don't blame you.
That's a, it's a hell off. Of a story, Jim.
Second rule.
See, we didn't have a lot of money growing up. So we would make apple donuts. Yeah. Well, an apple donut is this. You take a bagel, you hollow it out. You cut up a piece of apple. You put it in there. You dump sugar on it. You got an apple donut right there.
I would think you'd be traumatized by apples because it isn't what killed your giraffe.
No, oh, what killed my giraffe was he was a little too lazy to go down there and get him. I didn't know.
He couldn't put his neck down. His head was in some kind of steeple.
Yeah, it was. That's a great point.
And you throw the apple there when he went to school, and you thought he was eating, but he couldn't ever get his head down.
That's
and
right.
He died. I have been traumatized by the story of Chip's giraffe and just wanting to eat, starving for that apple that was just at his feet. But
poor Chippy's pets, man.
Tragic. Every one of them. Every one of them. I hate it.
Gary the cow. That was a real sad one.
Gary the cow.
Yeah, you remember that one. That was the one who I think it was Reggie. He cracked his nose open with an iron because it was mooing while he was watching Good Times. Oh, no. Do you remember that one? Was mooing too loud. So he took an iron and he broke his face up with the iron.
Was the cow in the house?
Yeah. I loved him so much. I used to squirt his tits into my mouth and eat cookies.
You mean it can't get any fresher?
I love a good mucousy milk. I don't like it from the store.
Oh, a nice viscous milk.
Yes. Oh, I like a milk that's got a film on it. Should look like a regular milk with a piece of a balloon in it.
More yellow than white.
Yeah. Yeah, that. The inner part of the body coming out in goodness.
Oh, yeah. Nice waxy milk. Yes.
Egg yolk.
Oh.
Yeah. God, so, babe, me and you want to get together. Not a date or anything because you're married, but like go out and have some donuts and tell each other a few lies.
But they were donuts.
I mean.
Huh?
Never mind.
I love donuts.
Anyway.
If you offer me donuts, I'll go anywhere. I mean, I would probably be one of those dumbasses that someone drives up in a van and they're like, here, I have candy, and I would get in.
Oh, because like, you like sweets, babe.
Note to self, buy a van.
Worked on me when I was a kid, believe me.
Oh, no.
Would you like a donut? Would you?
What are you, about a size double
size
zero?
Size 14.
We're good here. Better. I got apple.
Yeah, I remember when I was a kid, the guy pulled up and he goes, you want to, what did he offer me? He goes, I got a fruit roll-up wrapper.
Oh, what wrapper?
Just the wrapper?
Yeah, and he goes, I got that, and I got a lunchbox with peak freens in it. So I was like, what's better than a fruit roll-up wrapper and some peak freens? So I jump in the van, and it was great.
So I used to have that.
Very serious cookie.
Yeah, yeah.
I used to have that metal song as my ringtone. I thought that was the greatest thing ever.
What was it?
Do you remember who did that? Peak Freeze is very serious cookie. And it was like this like really hardcore metal song.
They're made for grown-up taste. Peak Freeze, but don't take my children. Oh, they're serious.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's, yeah, who did that?
It was Disturbed.
He can't do that with his voice anymore. He ruined it.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a shame. I love Disturbed.
Me too.
Well, when you do it 50 times per song.
Yeah, it's a little much. It got to Brian. Yeah. I mean, it's a little bit much.
It's going
to get sauce in your beard.
Do I? Oh, constantly. I probably have it in. I mean, if you want to refer to come as sauce, then yes.
You're like Brian the White. Yeah. You got that nice Gandalfish.
You know, it continues into my wife beater.
Yeah,
I can hardly even tell the difference.
That's it. Your girl likes that though, right?
She does, thankfully.
Yeah, I like your girl. She's a good egg.
Yeah, she's all right.
How long? How long have you grown that beard? I'm sure you.
I don't have a beard, buddy.
Like, it's not. Sometimes the guest. I'm asking.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, go ahead. You ask him.
Jesus fuck. I know you must trim it every so often.
Yeah.
But
trim it.
Yeah. But how long, like, constantly you've been growing?
Yeah, would you say, for how long did you have it?
Well, Chip, about 12 years now, I'd say. Probably right around 12 years. But if I were to start close, like, shaved close to this, would probably take, like, a year and a half, close to 2 years to grow back.
To get back. But you keep it trimmed.
Wow.
Yeah, I trim it all the time, though. Well, you have, by me, I mean the barber. Because nice. I couldn't do it.
Do you have, like, a comb or a brush? Like, do you actually, like, maintain it like that?
No, I decided to skip grooming altogether. Yes, of course I have a great beard comb.
No, I don't wash it. I don't brush it.
What kind of question is that?
Yeah. I wipe my ass with it, actually. It's amazing.
That's the goal, to grow it long enough.
Food in there.
Yeah,
babe, you've changed ever since you got the fancy backdrop. I got to be honest.
You were
a lot nicer when everything was plain and simple and you had a chair and a light. Now all of a sudden you miss Aurelius Borealis.
Should I take it off now? Move the green?
Yeah. Chippy, you're too salty.
Chip.
So you got me thinking about donuts, babe. Now, do you like a guy with facial hair?
I don't mind a little scruff. But that's
in other words, yes.
A lot more than a scruff.
Yeah, it takes a special kind of gal to accept something like this. I mean, this is long.
It must make you very recognizable outside.
Yeah.
Like you're walking the streets, people look at you and then go like, oh, fuck, that's that guy.
It does. Even with the mask on, it still sticks so far below.
Yeah, the mask.
People give you a second look.
The mask is useless with people with facial hair like that. Completely. Like, you could put a gas, you would die if there was a gas attack and you had a gas mask. You'd still die.
Dude, the mask sticks out like an inch and a half off my face. So it's like, what's the point?
Yeah. You ought to take your beard and put it up and then tape it around your head and put the mask over that.
Just do it like this, right?
There it is.
By the time the COVID gets out, people have had time to escape.
That's awesome, yeah.
Babe, what were you going to ask? Don't you be shy now, Xia.
I was just going to say, I actually feel like I saw a picture of Brian, an old one, when he didn't have his beard from like a long time ago. I forget where. It might have been on Instagram. Someone posted something. And I didn't recognize you at all. Like, at all. You look like a completely different person. I mean, it was a while ago.
Okay, I can see that a little bit.
Like, I've never seen him without a beard.
It was.
It was probably like mid-2000s, until late-2000s.
Something like that.
The future.
Hey, I got a great idea. I'll give you $10 if you shave it right now with no shaving cream.
I'll be right back.
Wow.
$1 per year.
Yeah, would you shave it for $1 billion?
Big ones.
$1 billion? Absolutely. Yeah. A lot less than $1 billion, Chip.
In fact,
I got to pay my electric bill. This COVID shit, it's hitting hard, baby.
Yeah.
We used to play those games when I was a kid. Would you for $1 billion?
Yeah.
And I remember Timmy McCormick said, so would you ever lick another boy's backside for $1 billion?
Oh, boy.
And I went, yeah, for $1 billion. And then he pulled out 3/4 and he goes, well, here's your down payment. And he put his hiney on my face.
So you felt you were obligated?
Yeah, he still owes me money. We're tied up in court for decades.
It's a payment plan. Yeah.
I didn't plan on that.
You didn't read the contract.
No, I didn't. I got 75 cents and 2 hairs stuck in my teeth.
Oh.
Timmy McCormick was a sweaty boy.
Oh, fuck.
I didn't care for that. Yeah. What do you want for Christmas, babe?
$1 billion?
Fuck yeah. Well, I got a plan. Give you 75 cents.
Waiting for that.
The initial payment, yes.
I feel like you need a slightly larger percentage for a down payment on $1 billion.
Yeah, I think you're right, babe.
Yeah.
What do you want for Christmas? What can Daddy get you?
I haven't even thought about anything like that in so long.
You gotta want something for Christmas. Don't you throw hints out to the hubby and family?
No.
Whoa.
My dad last Christmas got me some gift cards and a shopping bag. That was nice.
That's nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
What did your husband get you last year?
I don't know if we did gifts.
Wow.
We've been pretty broke for a while.
You're
so
like
kinda,
Satan.
Yeah, you guys are like
Christmas. You gotta heathens. Like heathens, right?
Oh well, I mean, yeah. That's actually true, though. I feel like 1 year he got me a Totoro cup and like some Miyazaki socks. And that was like, and then language also.
What, wait, yeah, what, where did we go to worstgifts.com? That was a terrible.
So Miyazaki did, Hayao Miyazaki is a Japanese animator who did a bunch of basically like Japanese version of Disney movies, except they're like way better than Disney movies. And I watched a lot of those growing up. So I love like My Neighbor Totoro, Princess Mononoke, like a lot of those movies. So he got me like a Blu-ray of one of the movies and then some like.
Google Gaipan.
Yeah. I think that's Thai.
Babe,
yes.
You ever watch anime?
Whatever it is, yeah.
I'd watch what, sorry?
Babe, you ever watch anime?
A little bit, mostly just the Miyazaki movies, and I've watched some One Punch Man, but not like a ton.
A lot of tentacles in anime, right, Chip?
Yeah, they really are. Like octopi.
Pixelated pubes.
Octopi. I hate the plural of octopuses.
They hate pubic hair over in Japan.
Bet they do.
Oh, they hate genitals
in general. America, too.
Yeah. Generals and genital.
I don't like pubes either. I keep mine shaved, except for a little bit on the head I leave.
Oh, God. You have it on the head?
Yeah, it gets it tangled up in the hole.
Oh.
Oh, I want them curled up like party favors. I like big, fucking long pubes.
Do you really?
Oh, I just want a fucking mess.
I like that in the back. I like that in the back. Like when a girl, I like to say, hey, babe, don't trim your shit net. Yeah. That's what I like to call it.
When we're done, I wanna groom. That's how fucking nasty I want it.
Yeah, I want her ass head. You ever see the autopsy photo of JFK on a table looking like a goose?
A goose. Yes, I've seen the picture. Not well groomed.
No, not at all.
That was nice Massachusetts hairdo that day.
Yeah, you see a girl's hiney looks like that, I'm in.
Comb your hair with an Italian rifle.
A sudden gust of wind.
Yeah. What, sweetie?
I was just going to ask Anthony, so do you ever like get bummed out with new porn because everybody is super shaved down there? Do you ever have to find yourself watching older porn so you get like full bush?
You know what the fucked up thing is? Like, I think now it's kind of coming back, more bushes.
In the pandemic, sure.
Yeah. You know, people don't care.
If I'm to believe those Portland protests, I agree with you.
Yeah. And I don't like your typical porn star, like just the bubble-headed, bleached, like fake. So a lot of like your regular girl porn will show pubes.
Oh, okay.
They seem to have let it grow in. And I got no issue with that. I was a big Barbie Benton fan back in the 70s. She had a big
who that is.
Yeah, look her up, Barbie Benton.
Yeah, she was hot, babe.
She was amazing. She was she went out with what's his name from Playboy?
Eric Estrada.
Yes, Eric Estrada that ran the Playboy.
Oh, Hugh Hefner.
Hugh Hefner.
People compare me to him.
Okay.
In what way? Yeah. I hope you're looking at from the 70s.
Well, yeah, I also just typed in naked. No, she's not naked a lot.
She was now, back probably. In the 70s. She was in the 70s.
So I see it.
But big, you know, like when you rack up pool balls in the pool rack full of just hair. And I like stuck right on the front of a woman.
Did they just shave around it?
Yes. I want a fucking triangle, an isosceles, no, an equilateral triangle. Right there above her vag.
I went there to be so much hair that if she was to get lice, we'd never be able to get rid of them.
Oh. It's not so much funny as it is. It lets you know how much hair there
is. I said that on my Tinder profile. I want you to have so much hair down there that if there was a lice infestation and I hit you with a hammer a bunch of times, I wouldn't kill a lot of them.
It's good too.
Yeah.
Gets the point across, Chip.
What's your Tinder picture? This was mine.
Oh, I bet you got so many swipes.
Yeah,
to the, no, to the right. Yeah, to the right. Yeah, a lot, yeah. Huh?
What about your Grindr picture?
Oh, that was...
Grindr.
Show when you're ready.
Grindr just asks people to murder them.
I tell you, that app, what the fuck, crashes all the time.
Oh, oh. No, that's it.
That sucks.
So, Zia, do you watch adult films or no? Is that not your thing?
Good question.
Yeah, of course.
What kind do you like? No, I'm trying to be, I'm being playful, but like if you were gonna watch porn, what would you put on?
I actually, that's not a creepy way to task at all. No.
It's not supposed to be sexy.
Why? I'm just trying to find out something. You can't have a mature conversation.
All right, Mike.
And you talked about what you like.
My mistake, Chip. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
So, like, you just messing around on a computer. Like, what would you use if you were going to, like, put your fingers down inside you in the pants? What would make you get all sopping?
I did. Well, it's a lot of gangbang stuff, actually.
Wow! I never would have thought.
You know, I feel like when you start watching porn kind of young, you start to watch, like, then you start to see too much, and then regular stuff is not quite the same, and then you need, like, you know what I mean? I actually stopped for a little while, because I was like, you know, this is getting not good.
Trust me, I got to a point where I couldn't come if there wasn't a girl on a trapeze shitting in a paint can. Oh!
Like, while she was...
Yep. I had to hear the wet kaplunk of the log hitting the inside of the can.
Is that searchable?
Oh, she was, wow. It's a tough one.
Yeah, yeah. A paint can.
Yeah. It's like rule 34 of porn, right? If it exists, there's porn.
There's porn for it. Yeah. It was a dull thud, a dull wet thud. It was like dropping a picture the sound of a piece of clay in the hollow tin of a paint can. Oh.
That thud, yes.
A dull, heavy thud.
A dull, tinny thud.
I'll tell you one thing. I hate it if it wasn't solid, though. If all of a sudden, if it sounded like stew being poured into a gutter, like, I'm out.
No.
So it has to be, like, a little harder.
Oh, yeah. Okay. The type of log that you could paint yellow and walk around the village and get people to take a picture with.
It shouldn't be stirrable with the paint stick.
No. Not at all. You should be able to hold it mightily over your head.
Yeah, you should be able to turn it over your... Yeah, like I get Stanley you, Cup. Yeah.
So, yeah, all right, babe. Gangbang stuff. That's pretty common.
Wow, that's common.
Yeah.
Is it uncommon, you said?
No, it's common. People like gangbang
stuff. All the cocks and stuff? You're just like, this is crazy.
Yeah, I guess. And like part of the girl being used a little bit. I don't know. It's a weird thing.
Yeah, there's something about works, like, because you're an independent, strong person, that you like the idea of a bunch of guys like just using you, like just touching.
How old are you, Zia?
I am.
Uh-oh.
I've actually never said this. Anywhere.
I'm gonna guess. Can I guess?
Yeah.
Eight.
Good guess. No, I'm 31.
Wow, you look younger. All right, listen. Thanks for coming.
Of course.
Oh.
Thanks.
I thought you were like 24 or something. God damn. Hold on a second. The fuck? She's a lot older than you. Sorry.
I hope that's your age on Saturn. See, it takes longer to go around the sun.
That seems to be a sweet spot from like 20 to 30-ish. Women are like, they're wild.
Yeah.
My wife is 26. She
perfect.
She has the same mindset that you do. There's like the submissive end. Like they like.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
She was 16 when you started growing that beard.
That's right. Right. Well, the number of times I've done like I was this old when you were in utero.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I was halfway to retirement.
That's nice when you can do the age regression and stuff. I like older women though. See, this is where we like Z. You're way too young for me. I don't like to break your heart, but I get out. Gotcha. Yeah, I like a woman who will look up and every 10 minutes go, "Who are you?" I like that.
It's So we looking at like 80s?
Yes. Nothing gets my pecker harder than the jingle of a bracelet. All six grandchildren heads on that bracelet.
Oh, no.
You feel them slapping on the shaft in the bag as she's tugging it. She tries to spit on it, but she can't. Nothing comes out. Her breath smells like gums.
Need a lot of lube for that.
I like that a lot. Little brittle old hands.
One, all you need, though, is like one signed card in the house. So you just keep giving her the same card for every occasion.
Oh, I didn't even sign that mug. I'm like, here, read this. Held it upside down. I'm like, yeah, whatever. You're welcome.
Yeah, they don't even know.
Yeah, you could embezzle so many $10 checks pretending you're her grandson.
Are we going to talk here? We'll cut this part out. Believe me, I'm writing a book called Elderly People I've Bilked Out of Their Life Savings.
How many has it been?
17. Left.
That's a lot.
Destitute, babe.
That is a lot.
I come in there swinging my pecker. She feels young again. I take everything. I leave her with a can of cat food and newspaper to go to the bathroom on.
Oh.
Oh, Chip, that's an ethical fucking dilemma there.
Yeah, and I call him. I shouldn't do it too, but I call him on holidays and go, how does it feel to get bilked, you old bag? There's a cruelty to it.
Has it been hard to find a publisher?
Yeah, everyone says I'm going to get sued and it's no good. Man. They hate the word bilked. You can't say that you call them on holidays.
Because what are they going to do? Now they got no money. Literally throw them away. There's nothing they can do to eat or have shelter.
Yeah, cat food, no can opener, just the cat food and a fucking plastic fork. I'm like, knock yourself out.
Oh, so they can't even open the can.
Nah. I'm sorry, Z. I don't want you to see this part of me.
It's okay.
I mean, that part out. Yeah.
But I'm edgy.
Oh, that is very edgy.
I've been in some gangbangs too. So, like, during the gangbang, do you like when they're all spanking the girls' hiney?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good part.
I'm big on spanking. Like, I'll say to a girl, well, looks like somebody didn't do their homework. Come here now. Now, I'd ask them about their ABCs or their homework. And when they didn't do it, then I just start, like, slapping them like that on the neck.
On the neck?
The neck.
Like, yeah, the Adam's apple.
I bet.
I hate to break it to you, Chip, but.
No, I like to spank a girl, too. Yeah, on a hiney, on a big, fat, fleshy hiney.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'll just line it up like this.
Ooh, wow.
Oh.
That.
Oh.
Ow, my goddamn hand hurts.
A little saliva there.
Yeah, just I only use this part of my fingers. Just the top eighth of an inch.
You gotta get a good palm in there, you know?
Nah, you keep your nails long and you scrape it.
Oh, no, you got... You do what you want, Chip. I'm not
going to. He's not going to listen.
Fucking done. Yeah.
You like when a guy tells you why he's spanking you?
Yeah.
Like you didn't refill the milk tray or whatever he says.
A milk tray?
Yeah.
Is that the thing that you would get where they drop the milk outside of your door in like the
50s? Yeah, there you go. Well, hey, you left the coffee maker plugged in the den or something like, you know, whatever, you make it up.
Sexy talk.
Yeah. Like a chore that you didn't do.
Yeah, like what's a good reason? Like if you were going to get spanked, what would be the reason that would kind of get you like just all moist? And
No. This fucking low, sexy voice thing is not watching. I will not fucking stand for this. This is not, I can't even listen to this.
It just evolves.
Really?
No, like, I'm just trying to ask.
Being like, sexy is not, I've had it.
Like, babe, let me ask you. Like, say you were like, all of a sudden, you was like a little bit horned up, and like, what would it take for a guy to get you back? get you off my dick, crazy.
I mean, me.
I just can't. It's so fucking.
Yeah, like let's just say I was laying there with you, right? And I'm like, babe, I think it's time to take those pants off. I love it. Fly on down there and get you all crazy. So what gets you going? What kind of dirty talk?
Oh man. I think my favorite is when they call you a slut. I think that's probably the best.
Oh, the old slut.
Yeah, there's just something about it. Brian's shaking it. Is that your wife too? Yep. Yeah. See, what is that? I don't know, but it's great. Like it's just something.
You'll call
about
a lady a slut. What happens, Brian? Do you go like, you've been very slutty?
Yes, I enunciate every single letter in the word.
Best way to do it.
Mm-hmm. So she knows. I would
say that to the sisters at the Catholic school. I used to go to get them all wound up. You slut.
I was spanking a girl one time, and I'm like, yeah, looks like you've been acting like a fucking slut.
Just like that, huh?
Slut. You fucking.
I can't stand it. Licking his fingers. It's like you just ate a donut. Oh, God.
Yo, yeah. So you like being called the dirty. Yeah, I understand. Like you, like I like sit down. You ever do some role play?
Actually, I haven't done a lot of role play. I'd be really into, though, if I could get him to dress up as a cop and arrest me. I'd be into that.
Oh, no.
What happened? That'd be great.
Wait a minute. I have an idea. I'll dress up like a cop, right?
Uh-huh.
Like I'm driving like a cop. And like you'd have to turn around a second like you're driving.
Yeah. Oh, me. Okay.
Yeah. And I'm behind you. Pull over. Oh,
pulled over.
Turn around now. Face the officer. Yeah, put your hands up. So I heard you were smuggling some drugs down between your legs. Is that true?
Smuggling some drugs down between your legs? Is that what you grunted with your fingers in your mouth? Get the fuck out of here.
Hot stuff. Yeah, he got like some fucking pills and whatnot.
That was sexy.
Oh, I don't know, officer. You'll have to check for yourself.
I can't. I'm off duty.
Oh, okay.
What a rod loser that is.
And he calls in a female officer.
Yeah, I was just going to say that.
Let me call in a matron to fucking...
She pulls on the one glove.
That's dirty.
Yeah, that's pretty vulgar.
It was kind of almost getting sexy, and then he fucked it all up.
How? I just said I was off duty. It was time to go home. That's my responsibility to get home.
To search her private area for drugs, you dummy.
Oh, I would always call a female officer for a pat down. Oh,
good for you.
That is what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, that's right.
God. Now I'm for defunding the police. That was terrible.
Sensual, though.
Sensual. Okay.
Well, this was a really fun podcast.
Oh, what a bunch of fun, Chippa.
This was a good one. I don't know what to name it.
Bob. Herbert.
I got to give it a name, babe.
What do you call a guy with no arms and no legs in a swimming pool?
Oh, God, that's an easy one. That was Mikey Frunk, who I went to school with.
Oh, no.
Mikey Frunk. Yeah. He had no arms, no legs, and he would always ask people to do things like give him an ice pop and whatnot, and we'd always throw him in the pool, you know. Mikey Frunk.
I know it's not Matt. That's not outside. Bob.
Outside
your
door.
Stoop. Yeah.
I hope it's Bob.
In a pile of leaves.
Russell. Yeah, Stuart Clemens. He was a kid in my neighborhood. We told him to hide in the leaves, and then a drunk driver ran him over and paralyzed him.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, that we always sucks. Heard how dangerous it was to play in the leaves and fall.
Yeah.
Cars would drive through there.
Heard the leaves rustle.
Russell, exactly.
Russell.
Yeah.
And then who is it in the pool? What's that?
Bob. That's what made me think of it.
Oh, Bob. Because he's Bob.
Yeah, up and down, all over the place.
I got you. Oh, that's a funny joke.
Yeah, throw you in the pool. You know what happens when you fall in the pool? You get so fucking wet. You can't handle it.
Just when I think he can't come up with another fucked up, disgusting, annoying thing. Here it is.
Yeah, but Zia gets it. Zia understands that a man knows how to make a lady feel like a lady. I'll put on some Kenny Rogers music.
Kenny Rogers.
Oh, no.
Yeah, give your toes a little tickle. You like your feet tickled?
I can't say I like it.
How about bitten real hard? I like to bite a small toe so hard that a girl passes out.
Oh, that's really hard. What are you biting that off?
Been naughty.
Oh, no.
Wow. Ugh. Just like, I want to bite it off.
I grab it that part of my teeth and I threaten to rip it off.
Fuck. She passes out from the pain?
Yeah.
That's
blacks out from the agony. But then we know who the alpha is.
Right. Romantic chipper.
Hope I didn't get you all crazy, Z. I know you're a married lady.
I mean, but you're talking about biting toes, passing out. I don't know. It's hard to resist, you know?
And spanking.
Yeah.
Someone's been misbehaving.
Just with the nails.
Just with the nails.
In front of the foot.
What are you plugging, babe?
Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Zia_land. It's spelled XIA_land. And then you can check out my Twitch channel where I eat a lot of food and play a lot of games.
Do guys like to watch you eat? That's a fetish, right?
That is a fetish. I haven't seemed to really run across that yet on Twitch, though, that I know of, that people are verbalizing.
What are you playing these days?
I probably play like fucking Space Invaders. I like Centipede.
God,
I like Jax. I play Jax.
Imagine Twitch. Jax. You go on to play Jax.
Yeah. You really need You'll probably get
a shitload of fucking viewers.
Pickup Sticks. You ever play Pickup Sticks?
Oh. I did, yeah. Yeah.
You like it?
Probably when I was like 4 or 5.
Yeah, that's when I learned to play. Never stopped.
You must be a champion then.
Nah, I've never been able to pick them up. I'm not good. I'm not coordinated.
Sad.
That's a bummer.
It's fucking sad.
My toes aren't coordinated, and I just can't move my feet the right way.
You play with your hands.
What do you mean?
The pickup sticks. You go up like fucking spaghetti, and then you drop them. Oh. And then you got to pick the ones out without disrupting the other
ones. I'll try that.
Even using your feet. Okay.
Oh, yeah. But
people bite your little toe off.
Yeah. You know what really turns me on? When a girl rubs her cooter on my heel.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
It's a good exfoliant for a rough heel. That hair and moisture really exfoliates your heel.
So follow Zia. You're a fun one, Zia. You're a fun person.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
So are you, Chip.
Babe. Oh, please, really tell you. Preaching the choir. You know? You have fun. I have the sensuality that is underlying.
Definitely. Brian,
what are you plugging besides that wall with putty, if you don't mind? Nice.
I do the Tell 'em Steve Dave podcast. You can find that wherever you download your podcasts. And I do Would You Kindly with the Mighty E-Rock on Compound Media.
You got a lot of people on your Patreon. I was very jealous.
We do. That's a result of 10 years of doing shit for free. And then finally we went to Patreon.
Yeah.
I'm very jealous. Because do me a favor. Let's run a promotion. Will you tell all your Patreon people to sign up for mine too? Or you're going to commit suicide?
Chip, I'm more than happy to do that for you. That's a kind of...
just very demanding.
And then I'll do the same back. I'll be like, if you don't sign up for Brian's, he's going to kill himself. Like, I'll fucking make the whole thing.
Oh, he's going to kill himself.
Oh. Maybe let's do some cross promotion.
I think we could do that, Chip. I'd love to.
He's got a huge Patreon.
Extreme. Yeah,
I'm extreme, believe me. What's on your glass, babe?
Oh, it's the Avengers.
Oh, that's cool. I got a happy one. Look at this for your Christmas pleasure.
Oh, that is great.
Very cool.
Yeah, trust me. It's called the Cuda Sapna. And had a good time watching Norton on your dumb show.
I love
what about
it.
Me?
What a great time with Jim Norton. Compoundmedia.com, Monday through Thursday, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern time. And a lot of other shows on there, of course. So just go to compoundmedia.com. Check it out.
Mike Serra won't come on my show. The wrestler?
Why?
I don't know. He's probably afraid of the humor.
Maybe it's because you keep calling him Mike.
Yeah.
What's his name? Oh, Mac.
Why Mac?
How come I'm Mac just... won't come on my show? Mackie Sarah.
Mac Sarah. Nice.
All right. Well, listen, this was a lot of fun. And yes. Let's count down. And we're going to. What number should we pick? Zia, pick a number.
What about 13?
Babe, it's 3.
Let's do it.
Sorry.
13. 12. 11. 10. Chip, 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 chip four, three, two, uno. Chippy Kaye for the Muckers. Y'all were great. Zia, love you. Brian, love you. Aunt, love you. Have a great Thanksgiving tomorrow, you piles of garbage. Thanks a lot.
Happy Thanksgiving.
All right.
Happy Thanksgiving, Chip.
Peace, y'all. Chip has a fucking podcast. Chip has a fucking podcast.